Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Beauty McGowan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Gray. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Gray. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Wingo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pinky Hargrave. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Heilman fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Heilman. O'Rourke moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it and throws to second for the out. O'Rourke moves to third. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Gray covering, for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus strikes out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehringer. The throw from Mannion and he is out, Kress applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan strikes out. Two outs. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Blue reaches second base with a double. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Whitehill, and towards Geringer, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to third. Two outs. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0 for 1 in the game. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Heilman scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitehill covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is called out on strikes. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0 for 1 in the game. Brannon hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Geringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Geringer for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0 for 1 in the game. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 1 in the game. Mannion hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 1 in the game. Gray hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Gray reaches second base with a double. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heilman hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0 for 1 in the game. Wingo hits a line drive into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargrave hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0 for 2 in the game. Manish hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Heilman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into center field. Rice picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rice. Schult goes all the way around to score. Kress moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Browns. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0 for 2 in the game. Brannan takes first base on ball 4. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0 for 2 in the game. McGowan bunts towards first. Heilman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 2 in the game. Mannion hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavener hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Gray covering, for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 2 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gray hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Browns. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-for-3 in the game. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-2 in the game. Heilman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-2 in the game. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brannon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-2 in the game. Hargrave takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-2 in the game. Tavener hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Tavener reaches second base with a double. Hargrave goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Browns. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitehill bunts towards third. O'Rourke can't make a play. That's a base hit. Tavener moves to third. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tavener scores. Whitehill moves to third. It's Browns, 2, Tigers, 2. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer bunts towards the mound. Gray can't make a play. That's a base hit. Whitehill scores. Stone moves to third. It's 3-2, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stone scores. Gehringer moves to third. Rice moves to second. It's 4-2, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray can't make a play. That's a base hit. Towards first. Blue picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Blue. Gehringer scores. Rice scores. Heilman moves to second. It's 6-2, Tigers. Lefty Stewart now pitching. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-3 in the game. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heilman moves to third. Two outs. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hargrave strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Larry Betancourt pinch hits for Beauty McGowan. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt hits a line drive towards short. Tavner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-3 in the game. Mannion hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl McNeely pinch hits for Lefty Stewart. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a fly ball into right field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.